our precarious personal finances with Election Day just around the corner. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Americans are feeling even more anxious about the economy, even as the formal economic stats point to improvement. That's a key revelation from the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. The Marketplace Economic Anxiety Index is now at 36, up 20% from a year ago. We should also note that 37% of respondents said their personal economic situation is now better than last year. Marketplace's Adam Allington talked to some people in the crosshairs of these statistics.
People are stressed out these days. We know this both anecdotally and from data. This is somewhat counterintuitive given that we're several years into a wide-ranging economic recovery. But Diane Lim, an economist at the Committee for Economic Development, says recovery or not, people are also worried about the future.
You know, you can be feeling short-term better off than you did a few years ago, and yet still very uncertain and anxious about whether this will last.
Lim says unemployment is down, wages are trending up, but when asked, many people worry that structural changes to the labor force could just come along and wipe out their jobs and others.
What will happen to jobs that are increasingly being automated? What about people who work for industries where a lot of the work is being offshored?
Count Nikki Hayes of Cheverly, Maryland, among those worried about the future.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Nice to meet you.
As an IT consultant in the healthcare industry, her salary's gone up steadily over the past 3 years.
I have a decent job, I would say, thankfully.
Her fear, however, hinges on the fact that more companies are relying on contractors like her.
As a consultant having a contract with a corporation, economy starts to tank, the first thing they're going to cut are their consultants. You know, you keep your full-time people and you cut your consultants off.
Even though her salary has gone up, so have her costs, particularly the medication she takes for her asthma, which used to cost $30, but now under her new policy through Obamacare, it's 10 times that.
A $300 inhaler is a lot of money.
Healthcare costs, retirement savings, there's lots of things to worry about. And Damon Jones, an economist at the University of Chicago, says our economic fears don't end at our own bank accounts.
I have a steady job, but I don't feel good about the rest of the economy. The things I see and what I hear from people is that other people aren't doing as well.
And lest it go unsaid, maybe the biggest reason many respondents report feeling more anxious could have something to do with the colossal, unending dumpster fire that is the 2016 election. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down 0.8%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each down 0.3%. More now on the effects of a global climate change deal that may end up doing more to stem offending gases than current efforts to limit fossil fuel emissions. This is the deal to eradicate HFC coolants. This could marginally drive up the cost of a new fridge or AC unit, but AC units are so much cheaper in recent years, $159 for a small window unit. The consumer burden of this agreement may be limited in the U.S., but there is concern about the cost of eliminating HFCs, in particular in India, which won a concession, allowing it to delay its timetable for cutting the coolants in question. We found the BBC's Rahul Tandon this morning on the streets of Calcutta.
Hello, David. I'm on the streets. I can see some of the big flat complexes that are coming up in India, and outside all of them, big air conditioning units.
So for India and China, the deadline year for this agreement is the year 2045, not 2019. And in those countries, it's not total elimination of the offending chemicals, but an 80% reduction. What is the concern from India's perspective?
I think really it's political more than anything else here in India. Air conditioners, and that's what we're talking about, isn't it, here, when we're talking about HFCs in air conditioning and refrigeration. Now, these are two extremely aspirational products, and India is at a different growth stage when it comes to this than China. China had its big expansion in the 1990s, really, in terms of air conditioning. India's just beginning to go through it now. About 6 to 7% of the population can have some afford the big air conditioners that I can see. But that number's about to dramatically increase. You know, David, we're coming up to wedding season now here in India, where still, even though it's illegal, the dowry system exists. And you will see on display at weddings gifts of air conditioners because it's about status. It shows that your status in Indian society is moving up in the world.
Now, of course, air conditioning not being banned under this agreement, it would be a marginal increase of cost. But I suppose if you are living at the margins and you're aspiring to an air conditioner, any increase in cost would be tough to bear.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, we are beginning to see here in India the replacement of HFCs with more benign refrigerants or with more benign ingredients. But they are more expensive, and that's going to make these air conditioners much, much more expensive. Of course, India's also, you know, pushing and saying, look, hey, we like some of the other countries. We haven't developed as quickly. We haven't damaged the environment as quickly as maybe countries which you're sitting in at the moment. So there has to be a trade-off in terms of this. So I think India committing to cut down on HFCs, maybe, you know, a lot later than people would have hoped and not on the scale that people would have hoped. But the fact that they've agreed to do that is a step forward. The fact they signed up to the Paris Agreement as well, I think, is a step forward. So maybe we're beginning to see a subtle change taking place here in India.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon on the streets of Calcutta looking at some air conditioning units in the medium distance. Rahul, thank you.
Thank you as always, David.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.